Well, the Academy Awards are Sunday night, and among the nominees for Best Documentary Short is Heaven is a Traffic Jam on the 405. It's director Frank Stifel's third film. Each one is about strong women, and Mindy Alper is the focus of this one. It's a story about a person who stares down personal challenges through art. Karen Michelle has more.
Heaven is a Traffic Jam on the 405 opens with a scene of Mindy Alper happily stuck in Los Angeles traffic.
I love being inside of the 405 freeway in my car during traffic. Long as I'm not late or have to pee, it's heaven.
As someone who came of driving age in L.A., I can attest the 405 is reviled. But when director Frank Stifel heard Mindy Alper profess her fondness for it,
I thought if ever there was a line that described somebody who looks at the world differently than many of us, that's the line. So I knew it was the title.
I didn't understand why did he want to film me. I'm pretty sure he didn't know either. But I thought it could be fun.
Mindy Alper is a bundle of anxieties. She's suffered since childhood, being on a changing mix of meds, growing up with a mother who wouldn't touch her, and a father who, while denying that his daughter had mental health issues, touched too much. She was hospitalized and spent a decade not speaking. So she expressed herself through art.
I was extremely prolific, as you can imagine, because I had to express everything that way. And I think I did some of my most interesting drawings during that time because I really had to. But the way I think is in pixels anyway.
The line drawings, most of them in black and white, are representational in a way that's not literal, but expresses her frustrations and anger. Figures yell and stomp and are as animated and noisy as a flat, silent page can be. And it's through this work that Mindy Alper came to the attention of prominent Los Angeles gallerist Rosamund Felsen, who was wowed.
I thought the work was so incredible. It needed to be seen. And I've never worked with an artist with these kinds of neurological conditions. And it was such a natural. I had this theory that I've had for years that there are some artists who are literally born with a pencil in their hand. And she was one of the few.
As a child, Mindy Alper took lessons from a woman who became a second, more affectionate mother and started exhibiting her work. After she came out of her 10 years of silence and shock treatments, Tom Woodall became her teacher.
So this is the day that we've all been waiting for, right?
And maybe you could tell us a little bit about the challenges.
Okay. I had to give up all my ideas I had in my head.
A scene in the film shows a class critique of one of Alper's way larger-than-life-sized papier-mâché sculptures. Though she's very self-critical, the students in Woodall are supportive. He still is.
The first thing I wanted to do is to reassure her that whatever her condition was, it was not going to affect her creativity in any way whatsoever. If she had an opportunity to work freely without the burden of her condition, she would be a formidable force. I mean, she would be, I think, an artist that would have a what is known as a career and would have a much more public life in art. She's an unbelievably gifted person. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
Though sometimes she's defined by her illness more than her art.
I'm just a person who struggles through life. And right now, I don't know how to do anything else. So I guess that makes me an artist by default.
In the film, we see the preparations and opening of a show of Alper's work at Rosamund Felsen's gallery.
As it turns out, a lot of people came.
There's a nervous Mindy loading in the work. Sometimes she frets that it's all terrible, other times admitting that maybe it's not. The opening is packed, festive, but Alper has trouble with groups of people she doesn't know, adding to her anxiety.
It was really nice to get that much love and attention from people. It was really, really nice. I tried to enjoy it. Because it may never happen again.
Her dealer is hoping for another show, and there are the Academy Awards.
I am afraid to go to the Oscars.
But she's rented a tux and already knows who she'd like to play her in a feature film based on her life.
I would hope Danny DeVito would play me. And if he wasn't available, of course, Daniel Day-Lewis.
For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.
Daniel Day-Lewis can be anyone. He's so good.